Today's daf is Masechet Brachot Daf Nun Zayin. The Gemara teaches two related halachos on Amud Beis. One is the bracha that is made overseeing Avodah Zarah, the Avodah Zarah that's called Markulis, which is the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Mekenu Mocholam Shenatan Erech Apayim Leover Ritzono. And then the Gemara says after the halacha that's based in the Mishnah, a place where Avodah Zarah had been uprooted, which is a different text depending on if it's in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz Laaretz. Baruch Atah Hashem Mekenu Mocholam Sheakar Avodah Zarah Me'artzenu or B'makom Hazeh, which would be the text for outside of Israel. And these are two brachot that are related to the topic of Avodah Zarah. There's another Gemara that's going to come up on Nunchet that discusses the bracha that's made overseeing a building of Avodah Zarah. That is also a discussion whether or not the bracha of Shenat HaNerach HaPayim would also be said, as we'll see. In Tosos, there's a machlokas, there's two Tososin, and there's a machlokas about whether this braita, which specifically says Haroa Markulis. Markulis was a type of Avodah Zarah, which we'll describe in a minute, was dafka, was that specifically if you see that type of Avodah Zarah, then you say the bracha, or any type of Avodah Zarah, but perhaps Markulis was simply more common or more paradigmatic, something about that type of Avodah Zarah that gives it a central role in this discussion. So the Ri in Tosos argued that it was dafka the Markulis that was a structure of three stones. This is the Rambam writes this and others in the Gemara and Sanhedrin and other places, that it's an Avodah Zarah where people throw stones at this structure. So according to that opinion in Tosos, the Avodah Zarah actually is renewed each day because the throwing of stones, those stones that are thrown, become Avodah Zarah themselves. So those stones actually become added onto the original structure. So it's as if every single day, if someone's worshiping that Markulis, it is an Avodah Zarah that has life to it. It's basically alive in the sense that it's not a statue that just stands there. It's a statue that becomes bigger and bigger and grows and grows and grows as people serve it each and every day. So that perhaps is the reason why Markulis is considered, you know, particularly despicable and particularly standing out in this halacha. So Avodah Zarah actually is renewed. Regular Avodah Zarah person wouldn't make the bracha according to that. Lemaase, Tosos quotes the Tosefta, and the Mishnah, the language of the Mishnah seems to be more broad in that topic. Therefore, more generally, speaking more generally, and that was the halacha lemaase. So it's also mashma that the bracha is only said over the actual Avodah Zarah structure and not a house of Avodah Zarah, although some Rishonim use a more general language of haroa makom. The Magen Avraham, for example, Resh Chav Dalad Sif Katan Beis and Mishnah Berurah put this for the whole discussion on this as a suffix bracha. So it's better to avoid saying Hashem's name, Bisman Hazeh. It's quoted that we're not knowing to make this bracha if we see Avodah Zarah because we rely on the Rishonim who held Chazal really only intended this for Markulis, which is not found today. So if we rely on those Rishonim, that's, the Ramah writes, the Ramah even in Shulchan Aruch seems to say already in his day people were seeing Avodah Zarah a lot. Therefore, it's something that's so common that it's not something we make a bracha on either. And the other Achronim say really was only on Markulis. We'll rely on those Rishonim. Therefore, we won't make a bracha. So if anything, make the bracha without Shem Malchus. Rav Melamed brings in Harchavot, Lepnini Halacha, in Perek Tet Zayin Halacha Gimel, that perhaps in the far east of Asia, one could make this bracha based on the majority of Rishonim. So whether or not we will encounter Markulis in our lives to make such a bracha doesn't seem likely, but the depth of the wisdom of Chazal goes beyond the world of particular Avodah Zarah, and simply to our daily encounter with a world that is so much that's wrong, corrupt, and evil, we wonder to ourselves, why does Hashem tolerate so much falsehood and cynicism? Rav Kook writes in his Einayah on this Gemara that Chazal gave us a gift, a window into the master plan of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that we need savlanut, we need patience. Hashem runs the world of savlanut with Erech HaPayim, Baruch Atah Hashem L'kenim HaChalam Sher Natan Erech HaPayim L'over Etzono, allows people to arrive at the truth on their own. More gradual, natural way for the world to come to believe in the oneness and truth of Hashem. Therefore, Erech HaPayim, Ahu Erech HaPayim. So we, just as Hashem, we're meant to emulate that savlanut, that patience that Hashem has. By saying this bracha, we express Hashem's long view perspective.